Welcome to Willow Park Church Seasons Podcast. We invite you to join us this Holy Week while we reflect on the events of the week leading up to the death and resurrection of our Lord. Today is Good Friday, the sixth day of Holy Week. As we gather together today, we stop to remember the darkest of days on the Christian calendar. As we enter this moment and listen to Salt of the Sound sing, "Jesus, keep me near the cross," let us place ourselves at the foot of the cross, close to our Savior and near His sacrificial love, even in this darkest moment. On Good Friday, we think about one thing, the crucifixion of Jesus. This is the epicenter of Christian faith. At the core of Christianity, we don't find a perennial religion, meditation techniques, or a course on Christian ethics, but we find a crucifixion. The gospel is not a motivational talk about happy marriages, being debt-free, and achieving your destiny. That all belongs to the broader world of the proverbial wisdom, and it's fine as far as it goes, but it has little or nothing to do with the gospel. The gospel is about the cross, and the cross is a scandal. When the Apostle Paul told the Corinthians that he had determined to know nothing among them except Christ Jesus and Him crucified, he admitted that the cross was often viewed as a scandal and folly. So be it. Any attempt to make Christianity less offensive and more palatable by de-emphasizing the cross as a betrayal of Jesus Christ himself. So today, above all days, we look unflinchingly at Christ crucified. To enter deep into the mystery of the cross is to encounter the greatest revelation of who God is. Today's reading comes from John chapter 19, verses 16 to 30. Finally, Pilate handed him over to them to be crucified. So the soldiers took charge of Jesus. Carrying his own cross, he went out to the place of the skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on each side, and Jesus in the middle. Pilate had a notice prepared and fastened to the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Many of the Jews read this sign, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and the sign was written in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek. The chief priests of the Jews protested to Pilate, "Do not write, 'The King of the Jews,' but this man claimed to be the King of the Jews." Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." When the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes, dividing them into four shares, one for each of them, with the undergarment remaining. This garment was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. "Let's not tear it," they said to one another. "Let's decide by lot who will get it." This happened that the scripture might be fulfilled that said, "They divided my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment." So this is what the soldiers did. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, the disciple took her into his home. Later, knowing that everything had now been finished, and so that the scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I am thirsty." A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of a hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When they had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. The cross is the death by which Christ conquers death. It's the abolition of war and violence. It's the supreme demonstration of the love of God. It's the refounding of the world around an access of love. It's the enduring model of co-suffering love we are to follow. It's the eternal moment in which the sin of the world is forgiven. The cross is where Jesus reveals God as Savior. The cross is what God in Christ endures as he forgives. The cross is where the sin of the world coalesced into a hideous singularity so that it might be forgiven en masse. The cross is where the world violently sinned its sin in the body of the Son of God and where he absorbed it all, praying, "Father, forgive them." The cross is both ugly and beautiful. It's as ugly as human sin and as beautiful as divine love. But in the end, love and beauty win. As our time this Good Friday draws to a close, let us take a moment to come to the foot of the cross. Let us gaze at the pain and the suffering, and the beauty and the love that flow from the head and the hands, the side and the feet of Jesus. Lord Jesus, as we look at you on the cross, with your arms outstretched in an offered embrace, we pray, forgive us, Lord, for we know not what we do. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and evermore.